Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Technology innovation is one of the Boston region's great engines of prosperity. Look no further than Kendall Square in Cambridge or the rapidly developing innovation district on the South Boston waterfront. Problem is, those clusters of tech innovation are, well, really clustered, trying to jumpstart tech firms in minority neighborhoods like Dudley Square and Roxbury, where rent is cheap and the neighborhood is eager for economic development, has been a steep and slow uphill climb. Joining me now to talk more about this is Callum Borchers. He's a reporter for the Boston Globe and the Globe's new tech website, Beta Boston. He wrote about Boston's tech clusters in today's paper. And Callum Borchers, welcome back to the program. Great to have you as always.
Thanks, Anthony. Great to be here.
Also joining me is Gilad Rosenzweig. He's the founder and executive director of Smarter in the City, a high-tech incubator network for inner-city neighborhoods here in Boston. And Gilad Rosenzweig, welcome to you. Good to have you.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
And Callum, I'll start with you. The promise of technology has long been its capacity to equalize, the idea that anyone with a laptop can compete in the digital space. But when it comes to these tech innovation districts, that's not happening. Why not?
Yeah, that's very true in theory, right? I mean, anybody with a laptop can, compete in theory with Microsoft or Google and, come up with innovations wherever you are. And certainly we've seen great ideas come out of college dorm rooms, for heaven's sake. But what we're finding, though, is that the places where these tech companies are coming are, as you said, very clustered in Kendall Square in Cambridge. It's very close to MIT, obvious location. And then we've also seen this great push on the South Boston waterfront, creating the new so-called Innovation District. And there's sort of a second layer to that, too, which is that the people who are in those tech clusters tend to look a whole lot alike. If you looked at a study from CB Insights a few years ago, they found that among venture-backed internet startups, 87% of the founders were white, and another 13% were Asian. So it's a pretty homogenous group.
Right. And you write that the tech world has some of the same barriers and clubbiness more commonly associated with old boy businesses such as banking and stock trading. So is that the problem, or is it something larger than that here in Boston?
Well, I think it's just sort of a side effect, right? I think what happens to some degree is that these clusters form, and they are easy, attractive targets for investors, right? So if you are a venture capitalist or an angel investor looking for the next hot thing, you can greatly increase your odds by going to a place like, say, Mass Challenge, right, which has been in the Innovation District, or Techstars Boston, which was in Kendall and has now moved to the Innovation District. You're going to find at any one time, a dozen, or maybe in the case of Mass Challenge, 120 promising startups, all collected in one place. It's much harder for a pioneer in a place like a Dudley Square, let's say, who's sort of out there on its own, or maybe only surrounded by one or two other companies, to attract that same attention. And so what we're finding is that it's just a little bit harder for these guys to get on the map.
Gilad, let me bring you into this conversation. Has it been so difficult, or why has it been so difficult, to get momentum for tech clusters in places like Dudley Square in Roxbury?
Right. It's basically creating a new cluster or expanding the cluster that exists. And when you have something that works so well, like Kendall or like the South Boston waterfront, you have to convince the investors or tech companies that, well, we can do it somewhere else as well. What I'm trying to say is that it's really not that far. It's only 3 miles from Dudley Square to Kendall Square, and it can definitely be part of the overall Boston scene.
Right. So what's the best argument in favor of it? I mean, if you're trying to lay this case out to potential investors to invest in a cluster in Dudley Square, what's the argument in favor of doing that?
Well, you're getting a new market. You're getting new things are being presented to the tech world when you go down to Dudley Square, when you go out of the silos that we've created. And they're great silos, but there's other silos out there. And there's a whole community that's really not part of the tech world or not represented enough in the tech world, who have ideas, who have startups that for many reasons are not in Kendall Square, but it doesn't mean that they don't have, A, the skills, the business acumen, and the entrepreneurship to do it. We have to we have to sort of bridge these two worlds together.
Right. And with regard to the work you're doing for Smarter in the City, what are the concerns? Are you hearing concerns from investors about these projects in a neighborhood like Dudley Square?
I'd say the main concern is doubt. So there's doubt that, well, what am I, if I go down to Dudley Square, if I go to Roxbury and Dorchester, am I going to find the same great products that I'm finding here in Cambridge? Why don't they just come up to Cambridge? Why do I have to go down and start something brand new? But it's really not something brand new. It's taking a model that works quite well, but just bringing it to a new community. And those doubts can be, we can quickly quell those doubts because we've already put it out there, and we see that there is that there are people coming forward.
Sure. Callum, I mean, in terms of quelling those doubts, why haven't things like lower rent in places like Dudley been more appealing to tech startups and investors?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, the cost is a huge factor, right? I mean, rent in Kendall Square right now is going for, I'm told, $50 to $75 a square foot. I mean, you can pay half of that or maybe even less in a place like Dudley. But if you talk to some of these entrepreneurs, they still would tell you that it's worth the extra money to go to a place like Kendall or the Innovation District. And the reason is that when you're clustered alongside a lot of other companies, you get a couple of benefits. One is that you are sort of rubbing elbows with one another. You're sort of motivating one another. You're bouncing ideas off of one another. And the other that I mentioned earlier is just those investors. I mean, on any given day in Kendall Square, there is some multiple meetups going on where, investors are rubbing elbows with these entrepreneurs, and they feel like that networking is just a huge perk. It's hard to put a price tag on that. And the concern is that if you go someplace new, at least at the outset, you won't have that same networking capability.
Hmm. So, Gilad, what are you doing? What can Smarter in the City do to familiarize investors with these neighborhoods where many of them may never have visited? I mean, do you take them on tours? What can you do to sort of help them overcome their doubts?
Well, right now it's been promoting the neighborhood and letting them know that Dudley is on the map. It's also letting them know what products are, what companies are now coming forward, and we have already four that are basically poised to start in the incubator. The only way to really get it going is to get it going. To have this, because there has been talk about Dudley Square for many years as being an extension of the innovation in the city. But let's just actually get it on the ground in Dudley Square and start bringing people there.
Right. Callum, the administration of Mayor Marty Walsh has been reluctant to promise subsidies or tax credits for places like Dudley. Are there other things that City Hall can do to encourage innovation in these neighborhoods?
Well, if you talk to them, their role, as they put it, is to be the convener. You know, their thought, and if you heard the mayor a couple of weeks ago when he was speaking to the Mass Technology Leadership Council, he really sort of put out the call like, hey, if you're a tech company and you're looking for office space, and this happens a lot, right? I mean, these companies, if they're growing and succeeding, they don't tend to be able to stay in one place long. They sort of outgrow their spaces. So he said, if you're looking for a new space, come and talk to us. We can show you good places. We can show you parts of the city that you might not have considered in the past. And as you suggested, Anthony, you can save a few bucks over going to the Innovation District, going to Kendall Square. So come to us, and we will sort of guide you and point you in the right direction. It's not that material support. It's not the tax break or the subsidy, but it is sort of that tour guide aspect.
Tour guide aspect, the convener in chief. Gilad, is that something City Hall can help do, or do you need them to do more?
I think they need to do more, and they have done more. I mean, the South Boston Waterfront was it didn't just appear and then the city said everyone should go there. The city helped put a silver line to deliver people to the neighborhood. There's a lot of infrastructure was put into the neighborhood. Mass Challenge was helped out by the city to a large extent, and then it paid back for the city wonderfully. But the city and the state do make investments in neighborhoods. It's not just a matter of being a convener.
Sure. Callum, listening to Gilad, I noticed that a reader of your story today pointed out that improving the transportation infrastructure in Roxbury might make it easier for workers who might live as far away as Cambridge to contemplate that kind of commute. So, Gilad was talking about investments in infrastructure. That's something that certainly would go a long way, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. I mean, if you look at where innovation hubs have sprung up in Massachusetts, you can sort of look at the Red Line as kind of an innovation belt, right? I think that's the way a lot of us think about it. You go to South Station there, and as Gilad said, you can hop on the Silver Line from there if you think it's too far to walk into the Innovation District, although it's really kind of a short jaunt from there. And then you continue on out to Kendall Square, Central Square, Harvard Square, and then these companies, if they're saying, well, I'm getting priced out of there, if I'm going to move farther out, the tendency is to go to Davis or to Alewife, right? I mean, but wherever they're going, they're sort of staying along that belt. So I think you're right. I mean, Dudley, of course, is a great bus hub, but you don't have something like the Red Line going there.
Well, interesting, interesting discussion. Callum Borscher is reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for putting this on the table today. We're very grateful.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
And Gilad Rosenzweig, he's founder and executive director of Smarter in the City. Gilad, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, stay with us. Still to come, the region's growing opiate addiction crisis. It's killing a lot of people, but the victims also include the family members left behind. We'll hear from some of them about what has to happen. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.